Hey guys, welcome to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Lashana and I have a special guest today. Her name is Camille Evans and she has two children, a boy and a girl. They are ages 9 and 6. Her son is nine and her daughter is 6. She's been married for 4 years and she's a professional makeup artist and licensed esthetician. So she has lots of things to talk about today and share about her mommyhood and her entrepreneurship and just giving a different perspective on life and love. So I want to introduce her. Hey, Camille.
Hey.
So what's going on?
Girl, a whole lot of everything.
So we're just going to dive right into it. So are you from L.A.?
You know what? I don't say L.A. I'm from Inglewood, girl.
Okay.
Listen. Inglewood.
Okay. So that's where you... What high school did you go to?
Super bougie, but I went to St. Bernard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My mom was like, hey, not my whole, like, public school life.
Right. That's good, though.
But I'm kind of glad she did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So, we'll just dive right into it. So, okay. I had an event on Sunday and we talked about like how our relationships affect how our childhood could possibly have affected our relationships. And so I wanted to ask you the question to just start kick things off. Let me pull it up. Sorry guys. How has your childhood affected the way you view relationships?
I think that it's affected it 100%. I feel like I kind of came from a single parent home.
Okay.
So I always relate back to Disney and why Disney like made it such a fun childhood for me, because nobody could tell me I wasn't Little Mermaid and I wasn't going to meet my prince, and there wasn't going to be a flounder and a funny looking crab telling me, you know, like right. pumping me up.
Right.
So I just feel like that I always wanted that fairy tale, and I feel like I wished it so hard that I kind of lost touch with that after my first heartbreak with my dad leaving. So that really was traumatic for me. And, I guess even though my parents weren't together, it never really affected me at first until he left and I was like heartbroken.
So were they lived together or were
no,
they married?
No, my parents were divorced since I was 2.
Okay.
But they had shared custody.
Okay.
So I lived with my mom, but I went to go visit my dad on the weekends and we had a ball. Like he was I was a daddy's girl. Like you could not tell me anything different about my dad, but my dad had some secret demons that I never knew of.
Okay.
And he never made that present for me. And he just kind of like dipped. And I was like, you know, like kind of feeling like it was my fault. I had the blame game thing. So I think for a while, once I started like really kind of getting into like boys, I kind of had that like she needs a dad syndrome. You know?
Right.
So, you know, flash forward, you know, I was always the type of person where I wanted to be in a relationship, like love a relationship,
right.
Love a relationship. You couldn't tell me that that's not my boyfriend. Oh, you're not my boyfriend. What do you mean? We're getting married next week. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, don't ever reject me. So I had serious like rejection issues,
right.
Daddy issues, and then, you know, flash forward to my first relationship. Well, my first real relationship with my son's father, it was kind of like one of those things where it knocked me completely on my butt, because it went from this is the perfect man to like I'm dating Satan.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, some people that know me know, but you know, that was really traumatic for me.
How did you guys meet?
Girl. But wait though. I'm telling you, you're going to really laugh, because I, like, seriously, the art of manifestation, like, okay, I knew my son's father from when I was 6, from first grade, and he was 4 years older than me, and he was so dreamy, and I was like, I used to tell his mom, bless her, like she passed away, but that was my girl. But anyway, I used to tell his mom, I'm going to marry your son. And she used to look like, you're a creep, you're a weirdo, like you're six. What are you talking about?
So but he was 10.
Right. You feel me? Like little R. Kelly moment. Okay. But he was always super nice to me. Like I knew his whole family. He had brothers that were around my age, like a little younger. So we all went to school together. Right. We all grew up. We went to the same high school. Okay. I was a freshman. He was a senior. Okay. It was like one of those like hardcore crushes. Right. And then like when I went to college, Facebook kind of connected us and we started dating. And it was great in the beginning. And then it just became like one of those things where like it was like smoke and mirrors. And he had some serious issues that I thought that I could fix. And then it just became really volatile. Mm. So.
Were you guys living together?
We're going to use that as a loose term.
Okay.
I had a house. He was living with me. Okay. He was one of those, you know, like I was just like so adamant of like taking care of him because I had that connection where it's like I knew him. Mm-hmm. Right. So he was my safe place. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. So once I kind of grew up and grew out of that, it just became, girl, how are you going to like backpedal out of this? Mm. By this time I was pregnant. Okay. He left, which was kind of like, dang, like history repeating itself, right. You know, but I had to, and I couldn't tell my mom any of this, like, and it was so crazy because when I eventually told my mom, she was like, what? Like, I can't believe you were going, like, it was almost like I wasn't raised the right way, you know?
Right.
And it was so hard for her to like believe that and understand, like, why would you put yourself through something like that? Mm-hmm. But I had to learn on my own. Like I'm really a firm believer of like, you can't, like, I'm the type of person where if somebody says the stove is hot, I have to touch it.
You have to touch the fire.
I have to, like, it's like, well, why? Well, how hot is it? Exactly. Are you sure? Like, you cannot, like,
maybe your hot is different than my hot.
Right. Like, is it really that hot? Is it hot? Like, I need to know.
So how did your mom not know? Because you guys weren't living together.
Well, because I went to school in, Oakland.
Oh, okay.
So at the time, I was living away from home. From home. On my own.
Right, right.
I got pregnant with my son. He was like, whoa, like, baby, hold on. Mm-hmm. You know, mind you, he was older. I'm assuming, like, this is it.
He's ready. Right.
We're ready. We're ready. He's like, I still want a vacation.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Meanwhile, I'm pregnant.
Right.
So I literally had to take care of myself. And I'm in a sorority. So I had my sorority sisters that were helping me and, like, some friends. So, I kind of like came up, like, I'm 21 years old. I'm a single mom.
Right.
So I had to figure it out. I moved back home. Mm-hmm. That's when I found makeup.
Okay.
So just kind of that life lesson. Because like
you had your degree. You got your degree. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that. Like, I was pregnant in school. I had two jobs and an internship. My son, I had him 2 weeks early and he watched me like graduate and cross. Aww. I mean, you know, cross the stage. So it was sweet. Like, That's my little man, right. You know? So, yeah, like, I just feel like flashing forward to that entire relationship, I feel like 6 years, like, was probably, like, worth, like, 10 bad relationships. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, when it came to, like, me meeting my husband, it was, like, guards up.
Mm-hmm.
You did what? And he kind of, like, broke me down, like, yo, you're not going to do this ghetto crazy girl thing with me.
Right.
You don't have to. I was like, yeah, you don't have to do that with me. And I was just like, what? You know? And we're not perfect.
Right.
But I feel like he's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he reads me. Like, even when I don't think he's paying attention, like, he knows me.
Right.
Which is important. And we've been together for going on 10 years.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So, and it's interesting because I thought the same thing. Like, we were talking about how you're, how your childhood affects the way you view relationships, mm-hmm. and either you're looking for a fantasy,
yep.
or you're just, you don't really know what you're looking for, mm-hmm. because you didn't see two parents. Like, mm-hmm. I grew up in a single parent home too with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was raised to be like strong and independent.
There you go. And that's what I am. That's me. That's, you know, like me to the core.
And it's so difficult because, you know, when you get married, mm-hmm. independence doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
You know, it doesn't work. It doesn't. With men. You can't be mm-hmm. independent. You can't.
They need you. I mean, to need them. Like, they need that.
They need that for them to feel like men, you know? Mm-hmm. So learning how to do that was very hard. Mm-hmm. And growing up with a single mom, she kind of was just like, what is that about?
Like, right. My mom, too. Like, she don't sometimes understand. And I'm just like, I got to ask my husband. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I didn't think I would be that person that would say that because it sounds real whack. But low key, you kind of got to play the part. You got to. If you want a healthy, prospering marriage, like you kind of have to have those moments like, I can't do that.
I can't.
You know?
Exactly.
I can't.
Yeah. It's like, I have to find out. I have to respect his time, too. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can't just plan stuff and just be like, okay, come along for the ride.
Right. Because he's not going to do that.
He's not going to do that.
My husband's not going to do that.
He's not doing
that. He is not that person.
Like, you didn't tell me about that. Why?
Right.
You didn't. Like, you can't just keep springing stuff. Like, don't assume that, you know, I'm just available to go to whatever just because I haven't said anything. Like, you have to still talk to me. Like, ask me if I want to go. He's like, I don't do that to you. Like, if ever we're doing something, I always say, hey, this is going on. Do you want to go? Right. I don't just, you know.
You got to learn how to massage it in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do. You got to give little. To get a little, you know, and I feel like a lot of times, like even throughout this 4 years of marriage, like, that's kind of been our like rough patch, like the communication factor. Mm-hmm. But I feel like in the past, maybe like year and a half, we've been able to come to the agreement that, you know, when one person messes up, like we have to communicate about it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it.
Right.
You know, like. I'm not necessarily mad at the act of it. I'm mad that you didn't think about it and that you didn't want to talk through it because we need to figure out what's the missing link and why you failed to communicate.
Right.
Whether it's me, whether it's him. And let's not get an attitude about it. Let's just talk about
it. Like adults.
Like friends do.
Right.
You know? Because we're friends.
Because we're friends.
We're totally friends. You know?
Yeah.
So.
And coming to that conclusion, definitely, it helps. And I think that just from my childhood, I never saw an interaction between a male and a female in that way. So it was really difficult where it's just like, well, I'm doing me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do me.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, that's like almost like my default mode is like.
It's a defense mechanism.
It's like, oh, I'm just going to do me.
Yeah. Okay, cool. You want to do that? Perfect. I can do it better. Guess what? You don't want to talk? Cool. We don't have to talk ever. Ever.
Exactly.
We're on a 3-day straight. Girl, that was us like 2 weeks ago. What do you mean? But nobody's ever going to know because I don't feel like that's anybody's business.
Right.
But it's just funny because when you're around people and the people that know you, like, you know, they kind of tiptoe and they know, like, my attitude is stank. When I'm mad, girl. Don't talk to me. Like, don't even look at me. Don't do it. So it was so funny. Like, once we kind of had like that, standoff, and it was like kind of getting back, like, okay, we're talking. My mom was like, y'all was mad, huh? I was like, I was mad at him. He was talking to me. I just wasn't talking to him.
Exactly.
End of story.
Does she ever get in your business, or does she learn how to, have you put boundaries around that? Or
boundaries.
Did you have to?
I think we had to put boundaries because, and you know what, a thing about my mom, which I so love her for, she kind of saw what happened in terms of like her relationship, and she knows what she doesn't like about her mom and her business, and she vowed that she would never do that with me.
Okay, good.
So it's all like about learning.
Right.
And that's not to say like, okay, like my granny was like crazy.
No.
But you know what I'm saying?
Women.
Like, as mothers, we are so defensive of our children.
We don't play about our
children. We don't play when it comes to our kids. So I can imagine like the amount of crazy my mom was, the way my grandmother was with my mom. She's that way with me, but because I'm such a kind of like a rebel,
mm-hmm.
I kind of like back her down and like talk her off the ledge, like, chill out, girl.
Chill out.
You know?
Right.
So she'd be like, all right, well, I'm here. You know, I'm here just so you know. I'm like,
don't
trip, you know?
Exactly.
So it's cool.
So you have a blended family.
I do have a blended family.
And how does that work?
Well, you want the honest or you want the honest?
The honest. Honest. So, okay. So just to break it down. Mm-hmm. So you have a 9-year-old with your ex-boyfriend and then with your new husband, you
have
A daughter. Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell me about that, how that blends. Is the father mm-hmm. still around, the baby daddy?
You know, he's hanging.
He's hanging. Okay.
He's lurking around.
Okay.
He, you know. Well, the honest is it doesn't work.
Okay.
It doesn't. It just doesn't. Yeah. But it doesn't work because of me.
Okay.
It doesn't work because of us. Like, my husband, the issue is that men can't handle women moving on.
Right.
Like, that's a big issue. And I feel like sometimes clarity and light needs to be shed on it because it gets so misconstrued and it's all about feelings. It's all about emotions. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I took my emotions out of the situation a long time ago and it becomes a business. And when you can't take care of business, it becomes an issue.
Right.
You know? So the long story short to that is my husband has raised my son. I've been with my husband since my son was 10 months old.
Okay.
He's turning 10 in May. So can you imagine being around a man that does endless amounts of anything and you can't equal up to that?
Right.
Well, my issue is it's not a competition.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm really big on that. It's no competition. Like, you're his dad and that's his dad too. Mm-hmm. So the blessing is Jason has two dads.
Right.
Jason has, you know, two Christmases, two holidays all the time, you know? So, I think because his dad hasn't addressed whatever issues he has with me, and it's always, you know, the blame game, he hasn't been able to come to the adult side of things to, you know, actually be able to, like, be cool. Yeah. And, like, be cool across the board. Mind you, he's moved on. My son has a whole nother brother.
Okay.
You know? So, right. I mean, he has a brother there. He has a sister there.
Right.
He's a lucky kid.
Right.
You know? And I don't trip. Like, right. Whatever you do there is what you do there and what you do at home with me, because I have full custody of Jason.
Okay.
It's what you do here,
right.
You know? So I try not to get upset. And the only thing I get upset about is when Jason's upset. That's the only time I get upset.
Right.
Other than that, you know, it is the constant back and forth. You know, I spent majority of the last year in court.
Oh.
And I'm still not done.
Right.
You know, like, fighting for my son.
Right.
And
does he want full custody or does he want...
Girl, I don't know what he wants.
Okay.
He's nuts. But the point of the matter is, I feel like everybody should just kind of, like, wave the flag, because we've already waved the flag more than once. And it's like, well, how many times can we be the adults in the situation?
Right.
But honestly, it took me to a really dark place last year that I have, you know, that I wasn't willing to address, and nobody could really understand what I was going through except for people that have been through that.
Right.
And I literally got on my knees and I said, God, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. You gotta fight this for me. And ever since then, girl, I've been coasting.
Oh,
because
so
I can't allow that to control me. Like,
right.
that level of energy and that level of, like, negativity,
right.
Like, I cannot let that be my story.
Especially with your child.
That's what I'm saying, because I still have a whole nother kid to think about,
right.
You know?
And
so,
a husband.
And a husband. So I have to be something to everybody, including myself.
Right.
So, you know, I can't. That's why I feel like I was so closed off in last year, because I had to face a lot of demons within myself and able to understand what I was going through and do a lot of self-healing.
Right.
So I spent a lot of last year doing that.
That's good. That's good.
It's a lot, girl.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. That's why I can laugh and joke and talk my stuff, because I can back it up,
yeah.
You know? Like,
and women really need to hear that, because I think when we think of blended families, it's like, we don't realize a blended family is just, you know, a more than one parent in a household that you have to deal with, you know? And that was the same situation for me. I had my oldest son is not with my husband.
Okay.
And
so I know. Got it.
And it was very...
It's rough, girl.
It's very difficult.
They get crazy.
It was very difficult. And then my situation was even more dramatic because we all knew each other.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was just, we all grew up together.
Oh.
You know, so it was definitely really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up, my first son's father, he ended up being murdered when my son was 7. So,
oh, that's terrible.
So it was, yeah, it was,
yeah, that's
it was
a lot of trauma.
It's a lot of trauma. And I feel like even with, you know, our children, that's why I tell people, now I want, that's why I want to have this type of platform and mm-hmm. share with people. Because if you don't have children and you're thinking about having children, mm-hmm. and I hear a lot of women say, oh, I just want a baby. I just want to have a baby. I just want to have a baby.
Girl.
And it's like, you really want to think about having a child because they grow up and mm-hmm. they have needs too. And they need their dad.
They do. You know? And that's one thing about me. I've never tried to cut his dad out because I feel like it's important.
It's important.
It's important whether, because at the end of the day, like someone asked me this like a little bit ago, like, you know, how do you feel about it? And I said, you know what? I picked him. There's nothing to feel.
There's nothing to feel.
I have no feelings about it. It's like I picked him and you have to work through it. And that's why it's
so hard. And really, and that's what makes it so hard because you do care.
You do care.
You could easily just take your son
and be done with it.
But it's like, that's the type of maturity mm-hmm. and, you know, love for your children that you have is that, because even with my son's father, he's deceased, but mm-hmm. he still has a very strong relationship with his dad's side of the family.
And it's important.
You know, like he has that connection with them.
They have to, because they need to know and understand why they are the way they are. Because a lot of things like my son, you know, growing up, like, yeah, he's a lot like my husband because obviously he's around him, mm-hmm. but he's a lot like his dad too.
Right.
And but he's like his dad. He's like my husband. He's like me. So that's three different personalities that I'm now raising to be one person. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's like, dude, sometimes I'm like, oh my God.
It's a lot.
And then it's a lot. And you have to cultivate them in the right space, time, energy, like to let them know that it's okay to be you.
Right.
But also understand that don't take on the negative parts of anybody that you see around you. You know what I'm saying? Right. My mom always taught me, be better than me.
Be better.
And I tell my kids that, be better than me. Right. I don't care what you see, be better than me.
Be better.
Because I'm doing what I know.
Right.
You have a better upbringing. You have two parents.
Right.
You're blessed. You're blessed. You have not even just two parents. You have three. So now you have three different versions of the world. Right. And that's totally fine. But Be yourself.
Be
true to yourself,
right.
You know?
Right.
And he's such a, like, love bug. It's so annoying. It's like, I call him my little love child because he's so, like, everything is beautiful. Like, and I'm like, dog, you can make friends with a tree.
Exactly.
He's so, like, just kind-hearted.
Right.
You know?
And that's a part, it is just a part of motherhood. It's a part of just, you know, even learning how to balance with the blended family and learning how to be all adults and just learning how to, you know, navigate through that. I think that people think that from the outside looking in it, that it looks easy.
Oh, God.
And it's not, it's so much, and it takes so much, and it can happen, but it's mm-hmm. a skill. You have to develop it, you know? And so it's just like we learn, you know, to go to school. Even mm-hmm. if your parents didn't graduate from college, it's like, you have to learn those skills of mm-hmm. how to maintain your marriage, how to maintain your children mm-hmm. and be a mother. It's like, take those classes if you don't know. Get counseling, mm-hmm. you know, be around other couples so that you feel like, oh, okay, so this ain't crazy.
Be intuitive. Be in tune. Be into what is going on with you. Like, you know, I had to break it down to my son's teacher, you know. I don't want you to feel like my absence is absent. Because, honey, I don't miss nothing.
Right.
Just because you don't see my face doesn't mean that I'm not understanding what is missing right. from my child in this particular class, right. you know? It might, and I had to tell her, it might not be a big deal to you, but I need to understand why my son missed, you know, there's ego and then there's honor row. Mm-hmm. So I need to understand why my son missed ego by however much. I need a breakdown.
Right.
And she was just like, oh my God. But I'm like, no, I'm serious.
I'm serious.
My son has been on Eagle since he's been at this school. And now you're telling me, honor roll, honey, we don't do mediocre.
Right.
Understand this. You know, don't tell me it's because he's talking in class. Girl, I talked in class and I was a straight A student. Don't give me no excuses.
Right.
You know?
And it's true. And you really, and that's a good point that you just brought up with the schools, because we really have to take control over our children's education and make sure we're asking those questions. Mm-hmm. What is it that they need help with? Is it in math? Is it in reading comprehension? Yep. You know, what are those key things that are keeping them from the loop? Because as Black boys,
man,
Black children, mm-hmm. we have it very hard already. So we have to already be ahead of the game.
You do.
And you have to be an active parent when it comes to that.
Yeah.
So that's why I always, you know, I encourage parents. I'm going to have a friend of mine, I'm trying to get her on the show too. She's a teacher, and just telling the importance of parents going to those after school meetings.
It's so important.
Being a part of, you know, whatever. I mean, you can't always be at the reading books at the, you know, at the school and right. for lunch. But just going to those parent-teacher conferences, you
it's
know,
important.
It's important to carve so that important. Time out to make that happen, that 20 minutes at your kid's school, you yep. know, following up with, you know, oh, I was on green today, or I right. was on blue today.
I need to know why.
I need to know why. What
why
happened?
Was, why
because
was she
teachers
on...
can be petty, too.
Exactly. And they pick at kids.
And they pick at kids.
You know, but like I said, you know, my son had that, like, earlier in the year. It was, like, an issue. And I had to pull up. Hey.
What's up?
I'm his mom.
Right. And
right
I want
here.
To know what's going on
I
and how we can
that.
Make it happen. Because once you show the teacher, mm-hmm. I'm a concerned parent,
yep.
they'll back off.
Yeah, they back off. Now it's, hey.
Hey, okay, hey, well, girl. This is what's going on. Okay, yeah, right. girl, I don't need you messing with my baby.
Not this one. Because you picked the right one today, girl. Not this one. Not these two.
Exactly.
Pick them other ones, but not these two.
Exactly. And so... that's yeah it's I'm definitely gonna have somebody on here too about teachers.
That would be really good.
Yeah, because just so she can tell from her perspective of the parents that are involved in parent, you know, and what mm-hmm. parents can even do, because sometimes parents don't even know what they need to do and
they
how
don't.
They can be supportive in class, mm-hmm. you know, or how they can support their student, or you know, the different programs. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna have her on here too. So you said you've been married for 4 years, mm-hmm. about 10 years ago. So what made you feel like he was the one? Like, how did it transpire into marriage?
So I would say, again, not perfect, but one thing about my husband is he is a man of action. Okay. If he says he's gonna do something, mm-hmm. he's gonna do it.
Right.
You know, when we first got together, you know, girl, I was living at my mama's house with my 10-month-old son. Mm-hmm. Struggling. I just decided I wanted to do makeup, so I wasn't really making any money. I was working at the counter.
Okay.
You know, he's like, I said, I want to move. I want a place.
Right.
Okay. Made it happen. Got pregnant with our daughter. Mm-hmm. I want a place. I want a new car. I need this. Okay. Done. You know, so it's like, he's very, as a man he is, mm-hmm. insert air quotes, right. like, you know, it's like, you really don't understand sometimes that men do things in their own time, in their own way, and the more you make your man feel like a man, he's going to do what a man is supposed to do.
I agree.
You know, 100%. You can't sit there and tear them down. And that's one thing that I don't do. And I told my husband in the beginning, I said, you want to know why? Because, and one thing is, girl, he does not argue with me. Oh, he will walk away. Oh, God. Like, I'm ready
I know
to
you get so
pissed. I'm like, no, you need to hear what I have to say, sir, with all the neck action and hair swinging, you know? But that's one thing about him. He's so chill. Like, he will not let me argue with him. He will walk away. At first it was like one of those things where, are you like letting me be myself? But I think it wasn't even that he wasn't letting me be myself. I don't think I knew who I was.
And he had boundaries.
Girl.
That's the thing about men.
He does not let me get crazy.
They have boundaries.
He does not let me get crazy. Ooh. He does not let me get crazy.
He's like, you can be you. Over there,
though, but not even. It's like, don't do that. Like, you are a lady. You are not about to be acting up, you know? And he's, like I said, a man of action. So he's more so like, he's not, I don't know if it's B type or A type or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's not how I am. My mind works in a creative space.
Okay.
His mind works very analytical.
Okay.
If I say I want to do something, he's like, how's
that?
Do you have
done?
It written out? What are we doing?
Okay.
You know, so he's really helped me to put my plan in action. Because at first, this whole makeup thing was like, what? We got bills to pay.
And so how did you get into that? Because I want to talk about the mm-hmm. entrepreneurship and being yeah. a mom. And I wanted you to shed light on that because, you know, the the way to make a family work is not always gender role.
It's definitely not.
You know, and so I want to hear your perspective on gender roles and like how you transitioned from getting your degree into being an entrepreneur and being a makeup artist.
So initially, I always relate back to, and I feel like my story has kind of happened backwards. I always, something that always sticks out to me is kindergarten circle time. And the teacher calls me out, Camille. Yes. What? And she's like, you have mascara on? And I'm just like, and I'm the type of person where I have no poker face. You know how I feel. You know how I think about you. You can just look me in the face and it's no like, girl, you lie. Like, I'm not a good liar, right? So I'm like really trying to hide it. And I'm just like, she's like, I'm calling your mom. I'm like, so my mom's like all on stuck trying to figure out. I don't even know how I got into it, but I always kind of relate back to that and me always loving makeup and kind of watching her and being into that and just always I had a fascination with, because I just knew I was going to be a producer. That's what I went to school for.
Okay.
I just knew I was going to, nobody could tell me that I was not going to be behind the scenes putting some stuff together because my mind always worked like that.
Okay.
I used to, I didn't have cable.
Okay.
Mind you, we were like, broke.
Okay. So,
but not even broke. Like, yeah. That's like, you but know just what like, like single mom broke.
Single
you
mom feel broke. Me? Like, right. And that wasn't a priority.
It wasn't a priority.
And
my
mom. You do homework. Right. You don't need to be watching TV during the week.
Girl, I had like the typical black mom. Like, do you have McDonald's money?
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm like that with my kids. So, anyway, so, because I would get off on attention. But it was just funny because I used to go to my grandmother's house like a lot. I always hung out with her. Like, that was my girl. So I would go over there, watch cable, and I was always into music videos, looking at faces, looking at, like, just the creative aspect of everything. And I'm like, why are these people so pretty? Like, I want to be like that when I get older. Like, I was always fascinated with things like that. So when I go to school, thought I was going to be a producer, had my son, I said, like, I can't be on set these long hours away from my kid. Like, I turned into a mom.
Isn't that crazy how that transitions?
It's crazy. Like, insane. I could not believe it myself. Like, why and how the heck am I a mom? Like, no. Like I was, like a serious overprotective mom.
Right. Like, you know? I can't like, be here. I can't be away from my baby that long.
And I told everybody, I was like, I'm a single mom. I'm about to be Erykah Badu, incense to the wind. Baby strapped to the back. Everywhere I go, he's going. Like, that was just what it was. Right. And I didn't care. Because at that time, I had grew up 5 years past everybody that didn't have a kid at the time.
Right.
Right? So, started working at Estee Lauder. Okay. That was my first job.
Okay.
I was working at night so I could be with him during the daytime. Mm-hmm. His grandmother used to help me out. My mom used to help me out. Whoever, I've always had that support system where they've always been there like, yo. Because they saw, like, it was serious for me to want and have that need of feeling like I'm taking care of my kid on my own. I don't want to have to always ask and piggyback and all the things.
Right.
So, started dating my husband. Right off back, he started, like, helping out with things, you know. And from there, from Estee Lauder, I was there for almost a year. My manager at the time was like, hey, there's an opening at MAC. But somebody at Estee Lauder told me, you'll never work for MAC.
What?
I was like, what? Okay, girl, no worries. So that was kind of like my fuel, my initial fuel. And then a good friend of mine told me about a makeup artist that was out here doing it. And she said, you should call her. Call her, call her. I called her for almost a year. Like, girl, can I just assist you? I don't care what it is. You don't even have to pay me. I just want to be in your same, I just want to breathe the same air as you.
Right.
Finally, she calls me like, girl, I don't have nothing for you to do, but come on, whatever. I ended
and
up
stick
doing,
a pin in that. A year.
Yeah. This is a year
a
of grinding.
A year of grinding.
A year
and
of grinding.
Calling and trying to, people don't give up too quick.
Right. You can't give up.
Keep going.
So she takes me on under her wings. Like, immediately I'm like a sponge. That's always been my motto. Like, sponge it. Like, whatever it is, you can't always be trying to take, you know, like you have to be willing to give. And my giving was my gift for wanting to learn more. I've mm-hmm. always wanted to learn more. I'm very like, I'm nosy.
Right.
I need to know. I want to know what is going on. What are you doing? How are you doing it? Why are you doing it?
Right.
Why does this work? Why? What? I just need to know. So I ended up doing my first show with her, assisting. I was working with Amber Rose.
Okay.
On a BET show. Mm-hmm. I was working like 16-hour days. My husband could not understand why. At the time, we're not even married. We're just dating. He's like, how am I supposed to date you if I don't even see you? So it was like a strain, but I was like, look, we're going to make it work. Don't worry. So he helped me out.
I have a plan.
I have a plan. So then I started working at Mac. Worked at Mac for 4 years.
Okay.
Super dope. Literally was walking up to every makeup artist like, why are you doing that? How does this work? Teach me what you're doing. And at that time, they were more advanced than me. And this was when... artistry was like on. This was before Instagram.
Right.
This was before anything, when makeup was just like an art.
Okay.
Right. So still working with my mentor, she kind of was like, you need to know why you want to do makeup. She stopped doing makeup. Mm-hmm. And I kind of lost it. Like, okay, well, what do I do? Mm. Found it, picked it up in Mac. Girl, I met, this was when Love and Hip Hop just started popping. Okay. Carly Rae came, sat in my chair, girl, started doing her makeup. She was bigging me up, all the things, which was so long ago. But it was one of those things where...
But it just helps boost your confidence.
It was boosting. And I know I was jacking up. I know for a fact. Like, but I had people really rocking with me. Like, girl, this is it. And I'm like, looking back like, girl, no, this is not. You know? So I really had like my family, my friends. Like, this is when I was doing $50 makeups, girl.
Right.
You know, like, come to the house.
Exactly.
Putting glitter on everybody. Everybody gets glitter. Like, everybody. So people really could not understand why she loves makeup so much. So I started just freelancing with everybody. Anybody I could freelance with, girl, I was there. I was doing makeup shows. I got on with a really popping makeup artist named AJ Crimson. Love him. He took me under his wing. I was like, please just teach me everything you know. I don't care what it is. Like, I don't have anything to offer but myself. Like, just like, help me. So
that insane work ethic.
I was like insane. So,
and not afraid to ask.
And not afraid to ask, you know. And then my mentor went to esthetician school. Mm-hmm. So she's like, she would always tell me, like, you need to have another component. Mm-hmm. You can't just have makeup, because when makeup's down, what are you going to do?
Right.
She started doing lashes. I said, okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to go to esthetician school. By this time I had 2 kids,
okay.
Just got married. I was working a full-time job. I was working at, girl, I had transitioned up to the, I thought I was going to be my own boss at Burberry.
Okay. I
was at Burberry doing makeup, girl. I was doing all the rich white ladies, girl. They all loved me and nobody could understand why. I had them coming in, girl. They were giving me gifts for my kids, giving me money. They just loved me. And they started hating on me. That was like, first of all, you are a black girl. You can't even wear none of these shades. Okay. And you're over here like really wowing it. But I wasn't selling nothing. So they really hated me. I wasn't selling nothing because nobody wanted to buy nothing. And at the time I said, you know what? In my mind, I was like, I realized, I said, you know what? Makeup is my gift. Mm-hmm. It's not selling this trash.
Selling.
It's not selling. Mm-hmm. However, what God did bless me with was the art of learning how to sell. Mm-hmm. Because I know now in my life that I needed those years of being behind the counter, because my mentor told me, any good makeup artist has worked behind the counter. Mm-hmm. And it's true.
Right.
Because when you work behind the counter, you learn work ethic. Mm-hmm. You learn professionalism. Right. You learn how to be able to sell water to a well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. Everything in Mac was not great. Everything that they put out was not great.
Right.
But girl, if you wasn't selling it, you was losing your job, right?
Yeah.
And at this time, like, Instagram popped off. So okay. Everybody's an influencer.
Right.
People started, the counter started going down. So they're like, look, no, you need to sell. Mm-hmm. That artistry stuff is out the door.
Right.
So once I saw that, I kind of had to
transition. You have to
transition. Learn how to roll. With
the punches.
You have to roll with it.
You have to learn how to reinvent, mm-hmm, constantly.
You have to reinvent.
You have to be paying attention to that.
So after, like I said, after that, I went to Burberry, and once I was in, you know, once I was at Burberry, and then they saw that I was going to esthetician school, they did not like that. Mm-hmm. So retailers don't like when you try to better yourself because they need you to stay where they placed you. Mm-hmm. And the type of person I am, like I said, I can't be put in a box.
Right.
I can't, there's you know, no like there's no ceiling for me. I've never seen a ceiling in my life. So whether I'm, and that's what makes it so special because growing up, my mom has always taught me, like, I'm never going to give you too much because I need you to understand that everything comes in time and everything comes with growth.
Right.
You have to like literally get things as they're coming, but you need to be able to appreciate it as you get it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get everything at once, what are you valuing? You're valuing nothing.
Right.
So that's why I feel like everything at this point that I've learned right now is there's so much more to come,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, after Burberry, I ended up, girl, I did like a total Becky move. I said, I'm sick, I'm stressed. Went out on leave, girl, listen, went out on leave. Totally fired me, but it didn't matter because I still needed my coins,
right?
Finished esthetician school, mm-hmm. went to European Wax.
Okay.
Worked there for a year. I said, I need to hone in on the craft of waxing because I became obsessed with waxing right. in school. So now I have two components, right? Mm-hmm. So when I'm not doing makeup, I'm waxing.
Right.
So opened my first studio. It didn't really flop, but it was just one of those things where I wasn't in the space. That was my plan. That wasn't God's plan.
Right.
So I had to move accordingly.
Okay.
So this girl I knew, her mom opened up a shop. And she said, I think you would be good for it. Opened my own studio by myself for the first time. And then I didn't have no plan. I said, I'm going to quit European Wax Center. Quit it in February of last year. And since then, I've been busy every day. I cannot sit still.
I know you cannot sit
still. I cannot. It's so hard. I don't even know what that means.
So how is that when you have a family, though? Do you feel more stress to stay busy and working for the money component?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that work with your husband and what he does? Like, does it get stressful? Because entrepreneurship is like, mm-hmm. you don't know how much money you're going to make.
No.
You can make a lot or you can make a little mm-hmm. bit. And so how does he support you in entrepreneurship? And is he an entrepreneur?
He's a 9-to-5.
Okay, he's a 9-to-5.
He's a 9-to-5. He works for the city. Okay. He's very black and white.
Okay.
He's very strict he likes what he likes.
Okay.
And I'm not mad at that.
Right.
I love that about him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 401k going up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like the more and more he lets me and understands, like, and one thing that I've learned is I include him in everything.
Oh, good.
Like, I don't care what it is.
Right.
Like, I always include him in
right.
it.
And that's so important.
It's very important. Like, I feel, and I include my kids. Like, it's so funny because I was, like, so stressed out. Don't laugh. But I was so stressed out because, girl, I had Christmas nails yesterday as of yesterday. Do you understand? It was really rough for me. I'm walking around with a whole, like, I need
Let
a fill.
Me tell you.
I have red nails. It is now about to be Valentine's Day. People are confused. What is going on? My toes. What? I can't. It's too much. So I had to, like, cuss my nail lady out, like, girl. And I feel like she felt the energy. She was like, girl, just come on. We're going to figure it out. So she said to me, she was just like, you know what, like, I love about you, Camille. Like, it doesn't matter what you do. Like, you always include your family. I said, girl, I have to because I don't ever want to miss anything. I'm one of those moms where I got the octopus arms. Like, I don't want to miss anything with
right.
my kids. Like, and I will tell people straight up, like, nope, can't do that. My daughter has karate at 5.
Right.
But I can't take you at blah, blah, blah.
And boundaries.
And boundaries.
You're putting those boundaries up.
Right.
It's so important.
Because if to know me and to love me is to love each and every person that backs me up.
Right.
And that is the two little ones that I have and my husband, you know? So I feel like, and then, like I said, my family is so supportive. Like, if I need somebody, listen, I need you to pick up, boom, boom, boom.
Right.
At this time, they're like, okay, we figure it out.
Right.
You know? And
coming together as a team.
This is a team.
It's a team.
This is a team. Like, get on board. You're in the village. Get into it. If you don't, kick rocks.
You don't have time.
I don't need
for
you to.
It.
I don't need a maybe.
Right.
I'm a yes. I'm a very, very black and white person.
Right.
Either you can do it or you don't. And I'm clear. So if you can't do it, I'm gonna ask somebody else.
Right.
So it's yes or no.
Yes or no.
Yes or no.
Because you have a time you have to be somewhere and you need the support.
Girl. So I'm like nails on wheels, girl. I hit the corners. Everybody be like, the Jeep is moving. I'm moving. I'm always doing something. Like,
so what advice do you have for entrepreneur moms?
You know what? I would say the biggest thing is don't let the money overpower you, because the money is going to be there. You have to pray on it. Girl, I ain't even going to lie. Last week, I probably had $30 in my I say it. I was entrepreneurial broke.
Okay.
I wasn't broke. I was entrepreneurial broke. Because the money that I had coming in, I had to put it right back into my business. Mm. So, you know, some days you don't know what it is.
Right.
And other days you might know.
Right.
But the important thing is, and what people have to understand is, it's no reason why you shouldn't be able to, you know, have your kids with you. And you know what? You can sit there and say, oh, well, you know, I don't want my kids. Let me tell you something. If that's your kid, you train them up the way you need them to be trained. My daughter knows when she comes to mommy, we going to the studio?
Yep.
We going to the studio. That means grab your snacks.
Okay.
Grab your charger. Grab your coloring book. Whatever you need to keep you busy in that amount of time that I'm going to be there, I need you to do that.
Right.
I need you to sit quiet in that corner. Don't talk to nobody.
Exactly.
Someone talks to you, you say hi. But don't get into any conversation. This is adult business. Sit. And when I'm done, we're going to leave.
And then it'll be all about you again.
And then it'll be all about you again.
And it's so funny. I love how families, like you, you build your own culture.
You have to.
You know, and it's like there's room for everybody. Mm-hmm. Families, you build your own culture. It's not about other people. You have to be very strong, and you have to be an independent thinker.
You do.
To be a mom and to be a wife, because you're going to constantly be influenced by other people and their opinions and what they think you should be doing, what they think your husband should be doing. And really, this is about you and what you want. You have to cultivate your own culture within your home, within your family, you know, and allow people and put those boundaries up.
You do. Because if not, people will get in your business. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very private person.
Right.
So, you know, I don't roll with too many people because partly I'm a Gemini and I already got a whole other personality, baby. So, listen, I can't be taking on multiple personalities. Like, it's just too much. Seriously, I get so, like, I get anxiety about, like, people overwhelming me. Mm-hmm. I have to be like, look, girl, chill. You know, I understand you need this from me, but right now I cannot provide this for you because I'm in a place. I need to sit. I need to marinate. I need to think. Okay? I don't need you pressuring me right now. Okay? I can't do it.
You have those boundaries for yourself.
I have to.
Is that part of your self-care?
It is a part of my self-care.
What do you do for self-care? Like, what is one thing that you do for self-care?
Self-care, I would say, possibly for self-care. Girl, get my nails and my feet done.
Okay.
Listen, get my nails and my feet done. That is my private time. Don't rush me. I need these 2 hours every 3 weeks to get my life together. And, you know, I always say, like, and it's so honest and I'm so blunt about it. When it comes to that balance, I tell people my operating hour, I feel like I told you this too. My operating hours are from 8 to 3. Yes. That's when you can talk to me. After, please don't call me.
Exactly.
Please don't call me. Because you're going to hear me talk to you. Hold on. Sit down.
Right.
So you're going to hear all of that. And if you cannot handle that, you cannot handle me.
Exactly.
And I'm very honest about that because, and then too, like when my husband comes home, girl, he likes to see me sitting there. So even if I just popped in the house 5 minutes before, he needs to know that I'm there. He needs to see my face. Or he's calling me like, where are you? What are you doing?
So you know your program.
I have a program. And people don't understand and can't get with it. Happy hour after 4. Nah.
I'm a lunch person.
I'm a lunch person. Catch me at lunch. I'm a bruncher. You will breakfast date me to death. You can breakfast date me to death. Okay? I'm all about it. I have a friend, like one of my other mentors that I work with at Burberry. Mm-hmm. I tend to gravitate to like boss boss women, like, that you will never know that they're bossy until you get to know them. You're like, hold up, right. Seatbelt on, click, what is going on? Who are you? Are you like that man? What's going on? Like, this is amazing. Like, that motivated me. And one in particular that I met at Burberry, when I tell you, love her, so, like, she can get anything from me. Like, anything. I love her. She, like, we breakfast date to death.
Relationships. She will call me.
Like, it is, and it's all about relationships. And it's about, you know what it's about for me when it comes to relationships? Like, people that don't require that much from me.
Hello.
Girl.
If because you don't have time.
I don't have time. I don't have time to babysit you.
I have no time.
I already
got
babies.
I have no time for that.
If you're a needy friend, 9 times out of 10, you won't be needy.
It won't work. It doesn't work. I don't have time.
I don't have the mental capacity to be able to take on your stuff and mine.
I can't come to everything.
And people know, like, that's like the running joke. Like, in, like, if within, like, my work vibe, I come to work. I don't come to hang out. Everybody wants to chill. Girl, listen, I got things on the clock. I'm still on the clock. I got things to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't understand that. Like, listen, I also give myself a limit. Like, if I've worked all day and I have not seen my kids, I will cut it off at a certain point because they need me.
Right.
They need to see my face. Exactly. They need to be able to say, Mom, and 9 times out of 10, they don't even care.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes they will be like, Mom, when did you get home?
But I need them to feel and know that Mommy's there and Mommy's not missing things.
Right.
Because to me, the worst feeling is, Mom, you missed it.
Aww.
That makes me sad.
Right.
I get really in my, like, I'm really like Drake in my feelings.
Yeah.
I'm really emotional about things like that. If I have to miss something, what? You better FaceTime me. I need to be right there. You know? Like, it makes me sad. So, yeah,
and it's like you have to know yourself, you know, you have to know what makes you happy and you have to create those boundaries. Mm-hmm. And it's so good. And I'm the same way with friends and stuff, like friends and associates. I have to be with people and be around people that understand that I'm not going to be able to come to everything. And they respect my boundaries of that because I do have a family. I do have children and I prioritize my me time. You know, I have to prioritize it because I have, you know, a bunch of children, I have a husband, and I have, you know, business, and I work, and I have all these things going on, and so it's just, it makes it so much easier when you just have your girlfriends to, like, to brunch, or can do breakfast.
I don't know when the last time I did a brunch, girl.
I need a brunch.
We need a brunch.
I need a brunch. Like, a serious brunch.
With a mimosa.
Oh, my God.
A bottomless mimosa,
some crab legs. We're going to plan that.
Whoa. Brunch me to death, please. I need a brunch. Like, that just made me, like, get so excited about life.
Seriously. So, I think as mothers and wives, we just have to, we can't forget about ourselves and about our time. And getting around the right crew.
With your significant other. Girl, we're going on a trip next week.
Yeah, you have to.
Girl. And even though it's not like far.
It doesn't matter.
I need that time.
It doesn't matter. Because it's not always in the budget to do something big. You know, and it's not always, there's always not time to do something big and long. But it's like even just those little moments that you carve out for your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Those little moments that you carve out for your
outside
children.
Outside of birthday.
Outside of
holiday. Right. Valentine's Day. No. Like, that kind of stuff doesn't count.
No,
you know
it
what
doesn't
I'm saying?
Count.
Like,
no.
And my husband and I made that very apparent in our relationship that we have to do 2 trips a year. One with just us and one with the kids.
Right.
Like, it's mandatory.
And it really doesn't matter where it is or what.
Girl, they just we could go to the hotel down the street and the kids.
A staycation?
A staycation. And the kids love that. And I don't take any business, like no business calls. Like, it's strictly like family time.
Right.
And it's important.
It's important.
So important.
It is. It really is.
And he'll tell me straight up, get off your phone.
Right. Exactly. We're not doing that.
I'm like, okay.
And really, it just comes with, and that really, it just comes with faith, especially being like an entrepreneur and, you know, working so much with your phone and, you know, but you have to have faith that God is going to provide.
Man, you do. And I ask God, one of my many prayers is, and you know, they say that you have to have specific prayers. And my specific prayer is to be able to do this life and have this life and take my family with me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because I want them there with me to experience, like, listen, I'm gonna go do this makeup real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have a good time.
Right.
Knock yourselves out.
Right.
And I feel like that's how you, again, like that's how you create a culture for your kids. So they understand that, yeah, my mom was always busy, but my mom always had, was always around. And she made time for us. You know, it's important. And now that, you know, my kids are off into sports now, like my son is playing two on a travel team and a regular team. He's doing baseball. And now my son, my daughter's starting basketball. So guess what? We're going to now have to like separate my husband and I for some time.
Sometimes.
And it's going to be so hard. But guess what? That's why FaceTime is a thing.
Right.
Videos is a thing. Like I can't
and
be
you're
at
just
every.
Being intentional.
Right. And I can't be at every practice. My husband records everything and sends it to me. Yeah. Everything. He records it and sends it to me. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. You know? And my son's like, did you see me, Mom? I'm like, yep, sure did. You know? They just want to feel love.
That's
like
it.
That's all they want.
It's
important. You know, my son wants me to come to baseball practice. I'm like, really? You really want me to come? Seriously? You really want me to come?
And
I can't come all the time.
And I feel like
I can't.
And I want moms to feel like it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. You just prioritize. You make some time. You don't want to miss stuff. Have your husband record
right.
it. Have somebody record it. Make sure the support is there. And just, you know, give ourselves a break sometimes.
You have to give yourself a break because I feel like for a while I was so hard on myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would be hard on myself too if I was having to learn baseball.
Okay.
Learn how to basketball. Girl, I don't know no sports. I don't know anything. And they're teaching me these things. Mom, you're whack. You don't know anything. Yeah, I know I'm whack. And I'm like, you know what, you guys, what you guys don't feel to understand? I'm a happy loser. I'm okay with that. I can't dance. I didn't get blessed with those kind of things. I can't dance. My kids can run circles around me, okay? They clown me all the time. You know, there are certain things that I have poor balance, you know? Sometimes I walk crooked. You know what I'm saying? Like certain things about
perfect people.
We're not perfect people.
We're just trying to make it happen.
I'm just trying to be here and show up and
show
make
up.
It happen. You know,
be
I'm
around
here.
Good people.
Girl,
eat
and
some
give
good
vibes. And
good
give
food.
Some good vibes. You know what I'm saying? Like my son, and I always laugh at this moment because my son was like, Mom, you can't really do anything. What can you do? I said, you know what I can do? Make money.
Okay.
That's what I can do. So when you're ready to make money, holla at me. Okay. And then I'm like talking to him about, because, you know, we're trying to start a podcast. I'm trying to start a podcast with my kids.
Oh, you should.
Do you know what he told me today when I pitched it to him this morning? He said, how much am I getting paid? I looked at him like he was crazy. Have you lost your mind, son? Pay.
Eventually, it
what?
Can become a
That's
pay
That's what
thing,
I told you.
But you got to start first.
Girl. I almost
so
lost
cute.
My stuff.
That's
I said,
so
okay, son, we'll talk about this later.
Right. So what are your plans before we wrap up, what are your plans for 2019? Like, what's a takeaway for 2019 for you?
Foot on necks. All gas, no brakes. I'm swerving in everybody's way. Watch out. I'm not using no turn signals. Like, I do not care. Like, I'm like really about that life. Like, I don't care. Listen,
I don't care.
Like,
I ain't mad at
it. I'm here to break hearts, hurt feelings, but give everybody the real, because let's be 100 about things. Like, life is not, like, people make things seem so amazing online.
They do.
But the smoke and mirrors, like, no. Like, listen, I am a complicated person. Sometimes I don't even know who I am half the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, yesterday was a bad day for me, you know? But the truth of the matter is we get every day to start to push the restart button.
That's
and
true.
My restart button, and another something that you asked me earlier about what I do as self-care. I've been listening to podcasts.
Me too.
A lot of podcasts. And realigning myself with God. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jesus is really my homeboy.
I mean, for real.
For real. Like, sit down, let's talk about it.
Right.
You know, and really having those conversations. And really, for me at this point, is following through. Because I have a lot of good ideas and a lot of things that I'm doing this year. Like, for this year, beauty series.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing.
Right.
I'm saying it, and I know as I'm saying it, it's already in motion.
Right.
Podcast coming with the kids. I'm in the works of creating my own brow line.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right. So I'm setting up meetings.
Right.
That's a big thing for me.
Right.
Girl.
Foot on next.
Foot on next. Y'all think I'm playing. I don't have time to play with nobody. So if you're not rolling on this caboose, babe, you got to get off. Okay. Okay? You got to go. Like, I can't. I don't need anybody telling me no.
Right.
Don't tell me no. Don't. Because it's just going to make me upset.
Right. Exactly.
And then I'm going to have to prove you wrong. And then you're going to be mad. Okay? So with that being said, you know, it's just. And then too, like, going ahead and like kind of putting more like fruits into my labor and supporting people, like really getting in tune with other people and like stopping and making it less about me and like really like hearing what people have to say. Cause everybody's not full of BS.
Right. That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Everybody's not full of it.
I said, this year is going to be my year of definitely networking.
Networking out of this
networking
world.
And building better relationships, new relationships.
Absolutely.
You know,
business
relationships.
Cause I don't need any more friends.
Right.
Let's be
business
honest.
Relationships. Definitely. And just, you know, collaborating with powerful women.
Absolutely.
I feel like I attract powerful women.
Yep.
I feel like powerful women are attracted to me. Mm-hmm. And I really want to hone in on those opportunities to meet powerful women because
Absolutely.
I feed off of other powerful women. Mm-hmm. I love encouragement. I love to encourage people.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the one thing that motivates us as women is to be around other powerful women.
Right. And I got the same 24 hours as Michelle Obama and Beyonce. So
okay.
Listen, I'm not about to play with nobody. You feel me? Like, it's just not happening. Closed mouth doesn't get fed.
Period.
If you don't ask, you don't know. And I think too, another thing for me is I'm now learning business.
Mm-hmm.
So of course I know how to work in the business, but working on my business.
Right.
So I'm basically going back to school.
Oh, good.
No, not school.
Oh, wow.
I've taken up, girl, I have a friend that I didn't even know is like the plug, girl.
Okay.
She is the plug. But she's introduced me to so many things in
so
like
studying.
A matter of 2 weeks.
Yeah, so you're basically, you're putting yourself in a camp.
In a boot camp, taking free business classes.
Oh, that's awesome.
What? Girl, it's lit.
Yeah.
You know, so
but you have to continue to learn and
you
to,
do. And cultivate.
Yep. Yes, all of those
it's
things.
It's all about it. Like, you can never be closed-minded.
And you're bringing
and
all that energy
off.
To yourself because
Hello.
People are, what it, all you have to do is go.
Yep. And you can't meet new people and learn new things about yourself if you're in a bubble. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. So you really have to, like, bust out of your shell. And low-key, as tall as I am, I'm low-key kind of fake shy. Because people are weird. Are people not weird?
They're weird.
People are weird. Okay, let's call a spade a spade. People are weird. And I can't control my face. And I'm like weird. And I get weird too. Like, okay,
shy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? I don't know. So I just feel like that I need to, instead of like being, you know, shunning away from these negative energies, listen, girl, let's go ahead and shine a light on you and create something different. Because maybe you've been hurt or maybe
That's
you're going
it.
Through something
Empathy.
And you don't, and I don't have none.
Empathy.
And now I'm getting some because I'm like, you know, there's a lot of hurt people in this world. And if I can get through what I've gone through and the amount of hurt and pain that I've experienced in my life and still laugh,
right,
and still smile and still be able to provide you with a service and do all the things that I'm doing right now, there's no reason why I cannot help anybody else through.
Right.
You know? So that's my zhuzh.
And journey for 2019.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming by.
Of course.
Talking to me.
This is fun.
And this was definitely like, it was in the works.
Yes.
I had, you know, and I went on my hiatus. I was like, Mille, you're going to do it? She's like, yes, girl, I want to do the podcast. And so this has been, I just started back in January and Camille came through.
Yes.
I'm so happy about that. So I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast and learned a lot. We will see you next week. And please leave a review at the bottom and let, you know, and share so that I can get more people to see the podcast and to get this good information. So you guys have a very blessed week and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.